Today's reading comes from John 1, verses 43 to 51, and can be found on page 1064 of your Bibles. That's John 1, verses 43 to 51. Jesus calls Philip and Nathanael. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" Philip Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here is a true Israelite, in whom there is nothing false." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were sitting under the fig tree before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under a fig tree. You shall see greater things than that." He then added, "I tell you the truth. You shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Come on, it's adults as well here. What's happening, 2018? It's the FIFA World Cup, right? Okay. And does anybody know where it's happening? Yeah, it's over. That's right. Okay, so I thought we'd think a little bit today about, just for a few moments, about joining the team. You know, I do things at St. Paul's a little bit from time to time. At St. Paul's, I have to say, it's a bit like playing for England, you know, if selected. But the first part, John chapter 1, is the bit we're going to explore in more detail in part 2, of course, and the context of all that with the calling of the disciples. That this group, this fragile group of 12 individuals, were called for an unknown future. And it seems to me that there's a lesson for all of us, whether it's a church or whether it's you or me. We do not know what lies ahead for 2018. So what great subject this morning. But let's think for a moment briefly about this idea of calling the team. Okay, and here they are. I'm sorry that the images are so poor, but can you recognize, well, can you tell me any of them? All right. Here, I've got a crib sheet, actually, here. I'm working without any notes. This is always fatal. I'm looking at the time. Right. How many other disciples do you know? Now, don't worry about all those pictures, all right? They're just cartoons. Thomas, thank you. We've got Thomas. What else? Peter. Simon. Judas. Which Judas? Ah.
Mary Magdalene.
No. There weren't... Sylvia, there were no women in the original 12. I am not making any kind of statement on that at all right? Forgive me, okay. James, that's right, okay. And who's called today in John chapter 1? Philip and Nathanael. Nathanael's not named as Nathanael in the Apostles. He's named as probably as Bartholomew, actually. That's been the historic tradition. Okay, so there are the 12, a very unlikely group of people, aren't they? And they gathered round. And you can see it's used by permission there from Gospel Light. And I must confess, I have not sought permission from Gospel Light for that particular image. And here they all are. Here they all are. Look at them. And what an extraordinary bunch they actually are. Just like St. Mary's. I can tell you something, except that there are women as well here, of course. I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something, right? None of these people would have qualified to go on the PCC of St Paul's or St Mary's. Ah, oh, well, we'll come to him. Richard, just because you're finishing, it doesn't give you that. The remarkable thing, of course, about these is the fact, this is coming out again in part two, is how unqualified they were. How unqualified they were. And aren't they, more seriously, just like you and me? With all the fears and doubts and uncertainties and insecurities that we have. And there they are. And I thought about these 12 men, and I thought a bit about their relationship with Jesus Christ. And we would say, for children particularly, we would say, you know, joining God's team. And the, if you like, the success, I don't like the word, but the security and the confidence of a team is dependent not just on, not on their skill, but more on their relationship with the manager. And how the manager is able to draw out from them all that they need. And isn't it extraordinary? I mean, you may or may not be a Palace supporter here. Anybody a Crystal Palace fan here? Anybody prepared to admit to being a Crystal Palace fan? The transformation in Crystal Palace between the start of this season and now is all to do because of one person, Roy Hodgson. It's not to do with the skill of the individuals. It's about the relationship that he has with the team. And if we think about the England team, we wish them well. But think about these four things about relationship between the team and its manager. And think about our relationship in our team with the Lord Jesus Christ, our manager. The first thing we do is trust the manager. For those who don't know, that's Gareth Southgate. Okay, just in case you don't know, that's the England manager. And one of the things we have to do is trust the manager. And people say to me sometimes, I'm worried about time, people say to me, I don't know anything about trust. I'm not a person of faith. You must have met that. Or I wish I had your faith. Let me let you into a secret. One of the things the Hobbses do is we travel. Not as much as some people at Howell Hill. They're all thinking I'm away all the time, but it's other people who are away all the time. I just go away for a big chunk of time on Saturday night, having married Keith Butler in the afternoon. The wedding, I mean. I'm going to escape from the church, rush and get the taxi that Saga Longhall pick you up with and go to Heathrow. And what's going to happen is I'm going to join a flight to Johannesburg in Cape Town. Now, I am going to, this is faith, I am going to put myself in an aluminium tube flying at 500 or 600 miles an hour at 35,000 feet. And I have put my trust in a pilot that I can't see and a power that I don't understand. What a great message. Trust the manager. Secondly, of course, talk to the manager. Can you imagine any kind of relationship where there was no communication? You know, now sometimes communication in a family is reduced to a series of monosyllabic grunts. Particularly if you've ever had teenage adolescent boys. And I spent my whole career, 36 years, working with adolescent boys. Yes, sir. But the importance and the significance of communication and prayer is so important. We espouse it all, but we find it so hard. Can you imagine what relationship would be like in that team if they had no confidence in approaching the manager and talking to him? Trust the manager, talk to the manager, and then train with the manager as well. It'd be no use somebody sitting on the sidelines saying, you do this, you do that, you do the other. They have to do that at 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, but during the week on the training ground, they're out there with the team. And the team manager, our Lord Jesus Christ, says, I know what you're going through, and I'm in that with you. I'm with you in those dark moments. In those moments of discouragement, in the moments when life seems to have no plan, when the tactics of life don't seem to be working, I'm with you. And let's train with the manager and develop our skills and our spiritual disciplines. And finally, testify for the manager. That's a press conference. That's for those who don't know anything about football. Who is that? Come on, football gurus. That's Joe Hart. He's the England goalkeeper. Ultimately, nearly everything will depend on him. But there's his press conference, and he will be speaking about the game, and he will be speaking about the boss or the manager or the gaffer or whatever name they use. He will be testifying for the manager. So I think they're a great foursome, actually, about understanding in a very simple way the relationship between the Lord Jesus Christ, our team manager, because he said, as he said to Philip in John chapter 1, all he's asking us to do is follow me. Let's pray for a moment. Let's pray. Lord, in this quiet moment now, as we reflect on the call to follow, and on that slide, the end product, or the end of the road, is the cross. And we come in a moment to remember the Lord Jesus Christ sacrificed for us, and help us and give us strength to trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. Fiona.